Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Ihre Stimme ist ein Land der unbegrenzten Möglichkeiten. Die Sängerin Lauren Newton kann nahezu jedes Geräusch, jeden Ton und jede Stimmung erzeugen. Dieses Organ hat die Komponistin Sabine Schäfer im Jahr 2000 zur zentralen Klangquelle einer Komposition gemacht. Warped Visions of Lauren's Voice, so heißt das Stück. Wir bringen es heute in der Klangkunst hier im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Herzlich willkommen. Lauren Newton bewegt sich seit den 1970er Jahren mühelos zwischen neuer Musik, freier Improvisation und Jazz. Besonders bekannt wurde sie durch ihre Auftritte mit dem Vienna Art Orchestra und ihren musikalischen Interpretationen der Gedichte von Ernst Jandl. Neben ihrer Vokalkunst ist auch der Alltag von Lauren Newton in die Komposition von Sabine Schäfer eingeflossen. Das Stück beginnt am Frühstückstisch und führt über Reiseerfahrungen in immer fantastischere Welten. Sabine Schäfer, geboren 1957, lebt und arbeitet als Medienkünstlerin und Komponistin in Karlsruhe. Ihre Arbeiten umfassen begehbare Raumklanginstallationen, Klangobjekte sowie radiophone Klangkunst und experimentelle Hörstücke. Hören Sie Warped Visions of Lauren's Voice von Sabine Schäfer.
Morgen fahre ich um 8 Uhr irgendwas los.
Zurück? Warum?
Bin ich noch im Halbschlaf.
Morgen früh?
Komme ich um 16 Uhr 40 an.
8 Stunden dauert.
Ja, das ist richtig lang.
Du bist nicht zu lange gekommen.
Weiß ich nicht. Zu teuer. Obst am Morgen vertreibt Kummer und Sorgen, oder?
Ja.
War das eine Spinne?
Larger scale than in Europe, are decorated here and there with the circular field agriculture that I never knew as a child. From LA due north towards my Oregon, we're traveling parallel to the Pacific coast. And as we pass San Francisco, we're about 200 miles inland. I can still just barely make out the Golden Gate Bridge. Below are wide expanses of those fields. Some must be vineyards, changing slowly to dry mountainous country evergreen forests. From above, one wouldn't expect some of these trees to be thousands of years old, and among the tallest on this planet to be thousands of years old, and among the tallest on this planet.
Thank you.
danger and fulfill some immediate motivation to undertake any activity.
She had virtually no understanding of or interest in the use of language. Other people held no apparent meaning for her except to fulfill some immediate unspoken need. She used them as objects. She could not tolerate frustration nor changes in routine or environment. And she responded to any of these with desperate, angry roaring. She had no idea of play, no normal sense of danger, and little motivation to undertake any activity except singing.
No normal sense of danger, no understanding of interest in the use of language. Forests and lakes. The only landmark I look for to distinguish the two from each other are the 14,000-foot snow-capped Mount Shasta to the south and the huge Klamath Lake, only about 60 miles north of it. We're following a chain of mountains known as the Cascades, which are spiked by pinnacles of still dormant volcanoes, dotted by lakes and ribboned by meandering rivers. But the blue jewel at the south end is what I strain to see. Crater Lake, an incredibly deep, water-filled crater that is unlike any other lake I've seen. Quite an experience from this view, too. Just now comes to mind a black and white photograph of my mother and I, age 5, sitting on the low stone wall on the rim overlooking the lake. I have my back turned to the camera, looking out over the water.
Jones, shut up. Can you boy?
Flabby, bald, lobotomized, I drifted in a sheepish calm, where no agonizing reappraisal jarred my concentration on the chair, on the electric chair. like an oasis in my air of lost connections.
Hush, baby, baby, hush, hush, quiet, hush, baby, cocoon, hush, baby, baby, hush, quiet, hush, hush, quiet, 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 hush, quiet, hush, hush, quiet, 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 baby, baby, hush, baby, hush, get rabies, and have to be, baby, baby, happy to be, baby, baby, shut up, and have to be, baby, baby, have to be,
shut!
the west of this range is the wide Willamette Valley, Oregon's breadbasket, with its checkerboard of fields stretching to the low coastal range that separates it from the wild Pacific weather. To the east, Oregon is about two-thirds high desert and prairie land, seemingly monotonous from this height, but holding many natural wonders if one has the time and a good means of transportation for a trip by land. Already the north neighbor Washington stretches ahead, its distinguishing border landmarks being Mount Baker and Mount Rainier at 12,000 and 14,000 feet. Lakes are everywhere, many stemming from dams that serve electrical power plants. Soon the abundance of water begins to fill the small window frame as we slowly descend towards our goal in Seattle. How often during my 25 years of living in Europe have I treasured thoughts of my homeland, or blocked them out for the sake of sanity.
そばを食べましょう。おそば。
そう。This is
おそばを。
Japanese soba。
食べます。
And this is not exaggeration. Not exaggerated because in Japan, In Japan you have to slurp. Though I think the men slurp louder than the women.
No. おいしいそばは音を立てて食べます。
Very good.
おいしいですね。
おいしいです。
Sie hörten Warped Visions of Lauren's Voice von Sabine Schäfer mit Texten von Lauren Newton und Oliver Sacks. Stimme Lauren Newton. Assistenz Nathalie Singer. Ton Martin Eichberg. Komposition und Realisation Sabine Schäfer. Eine Produktion von Deutschlandradio Berlin mit dem Saarländischen Rundfunk aus dem Jahr 2000.